الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. صدق الله العظيم. وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله لم أرك تصوم من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان، فقال: ذاك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان، وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين، فأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قال: ما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر صياما منه من شعبان. وعنها أيضا قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: هذه ليلة النصف من شعبان. ولله تعالى فيها عتقاء من النار بعدد شعور غنم كل، ولا ينظر الله تعالى فيها إلى مشرك، ولا إلى مدمن خمر، ولا إلى مشاحن، ولا إلى قاطع رحم، ولا إلى مسبل، ولا إلى عاق لوالدي، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, each and everything that exists, whether we can see it, whether we cannot see it, whether it is within the realms of human perception or understanding, whether it is beyond that, every entity that exists is the creation of one Allah. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of every shay. Mufassirin explain what is shay. They say ma siwallah. Everything besides Allah is makhluq. Multitudes of creations. And every creation of Allah is recorded. Quran tells us kullu saghirin wa kabirin mustatar. That every small or insignificant thing, every huge or prominent thing, one principle, Quran tells us, mustatar, it is recorded, it is written down. One verse of the Quran, 40,000 malaika accompany the revelation of this verse. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَتْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Before I translate this verse, what is important, my respected brothers, we hear verses of the Quran. At times, we don't ponder, we don't reflect. We don't appreciate the ramification of what is being said. This is that kalam when Allah begins His kalam. Allah introduces this kalam with the following expression: ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, this is the book, لَا رَيْبَ فِي, there is absolutely no doubt whatsoever in what is contained in this book. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبَدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ كِتَابٌ أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُهُ ثُمَّ فُصِّلَتْ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. All these verses, one meaning only. that this is a masboot, a strong, a relentless message from Allah in which there is no room for doubt. There is no room for ambiguity whatsoever. Whatever is stated in Quran, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا, there is no one more truthful than Allah. And to doubt even one letter or one expression of Quran, Allah protect us, is kufr. What does Allah say? By Allah are the keys to the unseen. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ, the knower of the unseen is only Allah. And then literal translation, يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ, Allah knows everything that is in the land and everything that is in the oceans. Land is about 29% of this earth mass. 71% is the oceans. The oceans are more than the land. In fact, Philippines and areas like that, Atlantic Ocean runs 11 kilometers deep. How deep is 11 kilometers? You take the entire Himalaya mountain range and you suspend it in the water, the entire Himalaya mountain range will be completely covered by the water. Such a deep ocean Allah has created. What is Quran telling us? Everything that is in the land and everything that is in the ocean. How many creations in the ocean? Scientists estimate 1 cubic centimeter. 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans contains more living organisms than the number of human beings on the surface of the earth. More than 6 billion makhlukat Allah has kept in 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans. Spiders is an insect. They say there are 10,000 different species of spiders. Some spiders reside in the water. Half the web of the spider is under the water, half the web is above the water. The half that is underneath the water is waterproof. The section that is above the water is used to capture oxygen so that it may send the oxygen to the section that is underneath the water. This is just one creation of Allah. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. What does Quran say? Everything that is in the land. Everything that is in the land. Now consider, just take a few seconds, ponder, reflect, how many creations there are on the land? How many creations we can see? How many creations we cannot see? Some creations of Allah are such, you need binoculars or you need a microscope to see them. Germs, example. Even smaller than germs are what we call virus. Virus cannot even be seen with a microscope also. Such a tiny makhluk of Allah. How many multitudes of that Allah has created on the land? How many Allah has created on the sea? وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. And then what does Quran say? وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Look at your own garden. How many trees? How many leaves? How many blades of grass? You cannot even count this on 1 acre of land. Then consider the jungle with its huge foliage. Then think of the Amazon jungle, which is so huge that it is said that 70% of the world's oxygen is coming from that jungle. Allah says, not a single leaf, not a single leaf falls from a single tree, but it is in Allah's knowledge. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا خَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. What is Allah saying? Allah says there isn't a grain. How small is a grain? A tiny seed. Allah says in the depths of the earth, first world countries, how do they plant seeds? They use helicopters. They use small planes. Third world countries, they use ox carts, etc. But any given day, how many seeds are being sprinkled? How many seeds are being planted? Allah says, you will not find a grain or a seed in the darkness and the depths of the earth. إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. But it is in Allah's knowledge. وَلَا خَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَتْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ وَلَا رَتْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ. There isn't a green or a fresh thing. There isn't a dry or a withered thing. What is Quran saying? Illa fi kitabim mubin. Allah says, Allah doesn't just say this is in my knowledge. Allah doesn't just say this is in my knowledge. Allah says, "Illa fi kitabim mubin," but it is recorded. It is in a clear-cut book. Every grain, every blade of grass, every germ, every insect, every animal, every bird, every fruit, every vegetable, every human being. Consider the vastness of the creation of Allah. And in front of that, consider this is one verse of the Quran. And what is Allah describing? Allah is describing His ilm, His knowledge, ahata, which encompasses, covers up this entire makhluk. Nothing is excluded from the knowledge of Allah. Each and everything in the knowledge of Allah. Kullu saghirin wa kabirin mustatar. Whatever exists, not only is it in Allah's knowledge. What was the verse we recited in the beginning? Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah has created everything. Samad is only Allah. Samad, what does this word samad mean? We read in the Quran, we read Qul Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Allah is Samad. Allah is independent. Normally if you ask a little child in madrasa, Allah is independent. What is the reality of the sifat of Allah? Allah is Samad. Ya, in dua, Rasulullah ﷺ taught us, Ya Ahad As-Samad. Ya Ahad As-Samad. Oh my Allah who is one. Oh my Allah who is Samad. What does Samad mean? Allah is the only being whose existence is not dependent on anything. Everything else that exists, its existence is dependent on Allah. Blade of grass cannot exist without the permission of Allah. A grain of sand cannot exist without the permission of Allah. Samad is only Allah. La yasta'inu bi shay. Allah does not take help from anything. La yahtaju ila shay. Allah is not in need of anything. La yaghlibuhu shay. Nothing overpowers Allah. La yanfa'uhu shay. Nothing benefits Allah. La yadurruhu shay. Nothing harms Allah. قَبْلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah is before everything. بَعْدَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah is after everything. فَوْقَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah is above everything. يُمِيتُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ Allah will give death to everything. خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah has created everything. خَبِيرٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah is aware of everything. عَلِيمٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah has knowledge of everything. لَطِيفٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah exhibits His kindness towards everything. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ And there is nothing like Allah. Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, from Janabi Rasulullah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was the first fundamental basic effort of every Nabi of Allah, was to introduce Allah to this makhluk, was to introduce Allah to humanity, was for us to understand and comprehend who is Allah. Ask someone today, bhai, what is the purpose of your life? Why are you living? Never mind what he says. They say actions speak louder than words. Why are we living? For one shop to become the second shop? For the second shop to become a third shop? To make sure our families are comfortable? To build up that bank balance? To leave behind some legacy? Each one, morning till night, is striving. What are his goals? What is his objective? What does Quran tell us? What does Quran tell us? What does that Allah who created us tell us? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ What does Allah say? I have not created insan. I have not created you. I have not created this human being. I have not created jinnat except for one purpose, to make my ibadat. To worship Allah. To become Allah's abd. To become Allah's slave. Mufassirin explain this term. Liya'budun. Ibadat of Allah. What is the tafsir of it? What is the commentary of it? What is the explanation of it? Liya'rifun. Liya'rifun. So that you recognize and comprehend the greatness of Allah. Make the marifat of Allah. Make the marifat of Allah. I've spoken now 5 or 10 minutes. Just one small glimpse of Quran. And what is Quran doing? Introducing Allah. Making the marifat of Allah. Telling us who is Allah. Now analyze our lives, my respected brothers. Analyze our lives. How much do we speak about Allah? How much dawah do we give towards Allah? How much do we remember Allah? How much do we comprehend who is Allah? Whatever exists in this world is existing because of Allah. Whatever exists in this world is existing because of Allah. And what does Quran tell us? When it comes to makhluk, when it comes to a created entity, what does Quran tell us? La yamlikun, la yamlikun li anfusihim darran wala naf'an wala yamlikun mawtan wala hayatan wala nushura. Allahu Akbar. If only this ummah would have shaghaf and inclination and attachment with Quran. Ramadan is coming, the month of the Quran is coming. Just earlier today I was having a conversation with someone. They're telling me, Mauli Sahab, in Ramadan, they're discussing masajids. Coincidentally, just today, earlier, discussing masajid, so and so masjid, Taraweeh takes place in half an hour. Allahu Akbar, how it is even possible to do Taraweeh in half an hour is boggles the mind. And what this person said, he said that 10 minutes before the salah can start, the masjid is already packed. Where is the attachment of the ummah today with Quran? Where is the love for Quran? This is that message from Allah. What did my Nabi say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he say? He said, "Man ja'alahu amamahu saqahu ila al-jannah." He told his ummah, keep this Quran in front of you. Attach yourself to this Quran. Let this Quran become a part of your life. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam guarantees you this Quran will take you to Jannah. It will deliver you to Jannah. It will be your companion in the qabr. It will argue for you in Allah's court till eventually it takes you to Jannah. Where is the attachment today of the ummah with the Quran? I'm digressing, but what is the even bigger tragedy? That person who doesn't even know how to make istinja properly. He doesn't even know how to make istinja properly. When it comes to the month of Ramadan, he becomes a mufti. And not even mufti, bigger mufti than Umar radiallahu anhu. Where's the dalil? Is it in Bukhari or is it in Muslim? What does he even know what is Bukhari or Muslim? What type of love the muhaddiseen had? We're quoting Bukhari, we're quoting Muslim, we take the names of the muhaddiseen. Have we studied their lives? Have we studied their attachment with hadith? Have we studied their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Imam Abu Zur'a rahmatullah alayhi was one muhaddith. When he passed away, someone saw him in a dream. He was making imamat of the malaika in the first heaven. Imamat of the malaika in the first heaven. So they asked him, they said, how did you reach this maqam? How did you reach this status? He said, I have with my own hand written down 1,000,000 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what did my Nabi say? Man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashra. That person who sends one salawat, one durood upon me, Allah sends 10 rahmats upon him. Recite durood sharif. That person who sends one durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one durood, one salawat upon me, Allah sends 10 rahmats and 10 mercies upon him. He said, I wrote down with my own hand 1,000,000 ahadith. Every hadith I recited durood. So that person upon whom 10 million mercies of Allah descended, why would he not be making the imamat of the malaika? Don't even know how to make istinja, and in Ramadan we become a faqir or a mufti. Bukhari or Muslim, or where's the dalil? Cry tears of blood, my respected brothers, when you will see Ramadan, when you will see Jumu'ah, when you will see these Mubarak occasions, and our youngsters come bareheaded to the masjid. The culture, the style, keeping up with the times. When it's pointed out by, cover your hair. What do we say? Where's the dalil? Where's the dalil? We become muftis. We understand Shariat more. Behind it is what? Nafsaniyat. study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi, my Nabi, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never seen bareheaded in public. There was only one occasion. Besides ihram, there was only one occasion when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seen bareheaded in public. One is that Islam of rules and regulations. One is an Islam of rules and regulations. One is an Islam of ishq and muhabbat. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, accompanying his father Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar passes a spot, he trips. There is no obstacle. There is no obstacle. Yet he trips. Then he says to his son, do you know why I tripped? His son said, tell me. He said, several years ago, when I was in the journey of Hajj with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my Nabi passed the spot, he tripped. So keeping alive the sunnat. What sunnat? Sunnat of tahajjud? Sunnat of fasting? No, tripping. To the minutest detail, to the minutest detail, they emulated the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what does Quran tell us? Wa in tuti'uhu tahtadu. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the following of my Nabi is hidayat. Every rakat of every salah we are making, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, give us hidayat. What does hidayat? Hidayat is a noor, is a light. Ya Allah, give us peace in our homes. Give us barakat in our livelihood. Give us chain. Let there be sukoon. Let there be afiyat. Wallah, my respected brothers, I am sitting on the minbar of the masjid. I am sitting on the minbar of the masjid by the qasam of my Allah. None of these things are possible. Barakat is not possible. Afiyat is not possible. Ease is not possible. Sukoon is not possible. Muhabbat is not possible without the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without the sunnat way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, none of these things are possible. This ummah has to come back to sunnat. And not qanuni sunnat. Not rules and regulations, sunnat of ishq, sunnat of muhabbat, fida fillah, wa rasulillah, wa rasulih sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnat of qurbani and sacrifice, where one sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved than the seven heavens and the seven earths put together. Coming back to what you are saying, Ramadan will come, where is the shauq, shaqaf for the Quran? Few years ago, we were in Jamaat, in one of the provinces, while we were going for one program, Taraweeh time, we saw outside the masjid, they had two signposts. One arrow pointing this way, one arrow pointing that way. On this arrow, parking for 8 rakats Taraweeh. This side, parking for 20 rakats Taraweeh. We're not here to go into the fiqhi ikhtilaf. That's not my intention. That leave it to the scholars. But where is the shauq for Quran? Where is the love for Quran? Where is the attachment for Quran? Those of us who are even coming for Taraweeh, we want to go to those masjids where it's Ya'lamun Ta'lamun. Where we don't even know what the Hafiz read. This is that kalam, Allah's name. Allah's name is being taken. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. What does Quran tell us? Who are the mu'mineen? Who are the people of iman? When Allah's name is taken, their heart tremors out of the fear of Allah. Allah has kept that effect in His Quran. Allah has kept that effect in His kalam, that wallah, wallah, this is that kalam that will cause the chords of the heart to reverberate and shake. Coming back to what we are saying, what does Quran? Quran's indelible hukam, makhluq, created entity, that which is created, everything besides Allah, ma siwallah, whatever shape, whatever form it may take, whether it is a grain of sand or whether it is a desert, whether it is a pebble or whether it is a mountain, whether it is a butterfly flying, or whether it is a huge eagle soaring above the mountain tops, whether it is a wisp of air, whether it is a raging tornado, whether it is ant or whether it is Jibreel, Quran unequivocally declares that which is makhluq, that which is a created entity, لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. Makhluk, created entity. It cannot benefit. It cannot harm. It cannot live. It cannot die. It cannot be resurrected. Except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. Allah's marifat. Allah's recognition. Everything around us is inviting us. Nothing has any property of its own accord. The mountain didn't solidify on its own. The mountain was not created as pegs and placed for stability on this earth on its own. Quran tells us, wal jibala arsaha. Water is not flowing of its own. Fasalat awdiyatun biqadariha. The different minerals of the earth didn't just come into existence like that. وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودٌ. The fish in the ocean are not just swimming like that. لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا. Where did an oyster develop the intelligence out of water to give you a pearl? لِتَسْتَخْرِجُوا مِنْهُ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا. Somewhere water is sweet. هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ سَائِغٌ شَرَابُهُ. Somewhere Allah has made it salty for your benefit. هَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ. Why does the sweet and the salty not mix? بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانٌ. Is there some marble? Is there a wall? Is there some obstacle? بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ. Allah has placed a barzakh, Allah has placed a veil, a seal between the two, so that they do not merge into one another. Who is doing this? All this Allah. Whatever is around us is inviting us. It is dependent on Allah. Water, what they call it? They say H2O. H2O. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. Give them two tanks of hydrogen, one tank of oxygen. Give them the best laboratory and the best team of scientists. And give them the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam. By the qasam of my Allah, they will not produce one droplet of water also. Every second, 16 million tons of water from the earth evaporates into the atmosphere. And every second, 16 million tons of water from the atmosphere comes back onto this earth. Who is doing this? وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Allah says, the treasures of everything are by Allah. Allah has sent it down in a set measure, in a set proportion. What are all these verses teaching us? That the direction, the qibla, the direction of this heart has to become Allah. Imran bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator of the incident. The beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatimatu Zahra. What is her maqam? Sayyidata Nisa'i Ahli al-Jannah. She will be the queen of the women of Jannah. The most beloved she was to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is her condition? Imran bin Hussein describes it. He says, قَدْ ذَهَبَ عَنْ وَجْهِهَا أَثْرَ الدَّمْ. He says, the color of health, the color of blood, the effect of blood had left the face of Fatima. Deathly pale, on the brink of starvation, in that condition, the jigger, the part of the liver of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is how much he loved Fatima. She comes in front of him in this condition, on the brink of starvation. Sahaba at his beck and call. This is that jamaat and group that would address him. Nafdika bi abaina wa ummahatina. May our parents be sacrificed upon you, Ya Rasulullah. Nafdika bi abaina wa ummahatina. This is a mode of expression. May my parents be sacrificed upon you. What does it mean? Murni bima ahbab, command me with whatever you want. Command me with whatever you want. Last Jummah I mentioned about Abu Talib, the sabak of Mi'raj. That how valuable this iman is. That the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib, was deprived of iman. On one occasion, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What occasion is it? Should be the happiest day in the life of Abu Bakr. Should be the happiest day in the life of Abu Bakr. What is happening? Abu Quhafa, the blind father of Abu Bakr, is accepting Islam. What does it mean? Miftahul Jannah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is presenting the key to Jannah to Abu Quhafa. Abu Quhafa is reciting Shahadat in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Could there be a happier day for Abu Bakr? His own father is finally accepting Islam. Abu Bakr is crying. Abu Bakr is crying. Abu Bakr, why are you crying? The question was put to him, Abu Bakr, why are you crying? Allahu Akbar, what an answer he gives. We want to know what is ishq. We want to know what is muhabbat. We want to know what is devotion for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that we have to turn the clock 14 centuries back. Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the answer of Abu Bakr? He says, Ya Rasulullah, today the thought came into my heart that Abu Talib died without Iman. Your uncle died without Iman. Ya Rasulullah, if Allah gave me a choice, if Allah gave me a choice, Abu Bakr, we will take away the Iman of your father, but give Abu Talib Iman. Ya Rasulullah, I would have gladly accepted that. I would have told Allah to give Abu Talib Iman. Why? Because that would have pleased you more. That would have pleased you more. What is he saying? I would have tolerated my father to go to Jahannam forever and ever if it meant Abu Talib getting Iman, because this would have pleased Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the type of devotion they had. This Jamaat is in front of him. His beloved daughter is on the brink of starvation. He could have commanded them with whatever he wanted. Yet even at this critical juncture, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches the Ummat Iman. Teaches the Ummat Yaqeen, teaches the Ummat the power of dua. I'm digressing, my respected brothers. Unfortunately, we have become an Ummat of rituals and occasions. Shab-e-Miraj was a few weeks back. This is Shab-e-Barat, occasion of Jumu'ah, one or two Mubarak nights in Ramadan. There is a ronak in the masjid. What happens after that? One person came to Shibli rahimahullah. And they asked him the question. They said, Ayyuma afdal, Rajab am Sha'ban? They said, tell us which is more afzal. You know, ulama explained. They said, a lot of people become afzal sao. Urdu, what is this word? Afzal, or Arabic afdal. Which is more virtuous? Which is more virtuous? There's nothing wrong with asking what is more virtuous. Where is the problem? The problem comes about when the intention of asking is incorrect. With you and I, what is the intention? Which is more virtuous so that I can leave the less virtuous thing out? That is not the mizaj of Islam. That is not the shauq and shagaf of Islam. Who was Abu Bakr? One night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is lying with his head in the lap of Aisha radiallahu anha. It is a clear night. There are multitudes of stars in the heavens. You cannot even count them. What does Aisha do? She poses the question, Ya Rasulullah, is there anyone in your ummah who has more deeds than the number of stars in the heavens? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, yes. Who is it? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Umar. Aisha asked the question expecting the answer to be your father Abu Bakr. That is why she asked the question. And being a woman, never mind her maqam, her status, she is our mother, the most beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But fitratan, women normally, to keep quiet is difficult. So when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Umar, straight away what was inside came out. What was it? What about Abu Bakr? Ya Rasulullah, you're saying, Umar, what about Abu Bakr? What about my father? Allahu Akbar. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? What is the crux of his response? Inna jami'a hasanati Abib, inna jami'a hasanati Umar, ka hasanatin wahida min hasanati Abi Bakr. Aisha, all Umar's good deeds put together are equivalent to one of the good deeds of Abu Bakr. That maqam, that status. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, suddenly one day, small exam takes place. I've given this example before. I may even have mentioned this humorous email somebody sent me, that one school there was an exam to take place. What happens with us is we like to delay things. There were three youngsters, delayed, till eventually only one night remained. Even that night was spent partying. So when the day for the exam came, they came to the headmaster, says, sorry boss, we're not ready. What happened? Why are you not ready? We were going to library last night to study. On the way, we had a puncture. And whole night we were pushing the car. Tired, exhausted, didn't sleep. He said, okay, 1 week's extension for you three. Everybody else will write. 1 week later, exam, special arrangement now. Three separate classrooms. Each one is put in a separate classroom. Two questions are asked. One question has 2 marks. Other question, 98 marks. First question, what is your name? Second question, which tire got punctured? Obviously, all three got punctured. No one was able to answer because it was a lie. That is the imtihan of this dunya. We get advance notice. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one day without advance notice, no advance notice, suddenly, sahaba in front of him, what does he do? Man asbaha minkum sa'ima. Who is fasting today? Abu Bakr raised hand, Ya Rasulullah, ana, I am fasting today. Man atama minkum miskina. Who fed a poor person today? Ya Rasulullah, I fed a poor person today. Abu Bakr again. Man ada minkum marida. Who visited a sick person today? Abu Bakr raised, Ya Rasulullah, I visited a sick person today. Man atba minkum janaza. Who followed a janaza today? Again Abu Bakr. On a given day, this was not told in advance, certain day I'm going to ask you these questions. Inadvertently, suddenly, all of a sudden, whatever neki Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, who did it? Abu Bakr. Who did it? Abu Bakr. He didn't sit back. He didn't become complacent. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again gives him basharat? Majtama'anna fi imrin. That person who has done all these things on this one day, dakhal al jannah. Jannah is wajib for him. So many basharat and glad tidings, yet he did not sit back. La tahqiranna min al-ma'rufi shay'a. La tahqiranna min al-ma'rufi shay'a. Walau an talqa akhaka biwajhin taliq. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not belittle or look down upon any good deed. Even if you give a smiling face to your Muslim brother, that is also neki. Don't even belittle that. We don't know on which neki, on which good deed Allah will make our maghfirat. So someone came and asked, Ayyuma afzal, which is more virtuous? Once somebody asked Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, then Imam Sahib, tell me when I am bathing in the stream, what is more afzal, that my face faces Qibla or my back faces Qibla? So Imam Sahib said, face your clothes, because if somebody steals it, you're going to be in a problem. Don't worry too much about what's afzal. That is when the intention is incorrect. So they ask Shibli, Ayyuma afdal, Rajab am Shaban? Tell us which is more virtuous, Rajab or Shaban? This was an Allah wala, friend of Allah. And the friends of Allah, Allah gives them that inner wisdom. Immediately discern, not the face value of the question, but what the problem behind the question. So what was his response? He answers in a similar vein. He says, Kun rahbaniyan, la rajabiyan, wala shabaniyan. Which is more virtuous, Rajab or Shaban? He said, Allah gives you food to eat every day. Allah gives you air to breathe every day. Allah has given you the eyes to see every day, the ears to hear every day. Allah is showering His ni'mats and His bounties upon you 24 hours of every day, not only on Jumu'ah, or on Shab-e Barat, or on Shab-e Miraj, or on Shab-e Qadr, or one or two nights of Ramadan, Allah favors you? Allah sends His ni'mats down upon you? Allah is showering His ni'mats upon you at all times. So He said, become the true slave of Allah at all times. Don't become a Muslim of Rajab. Don't become a Muslim of Shaban. Don't become a Muslim of Shab-e Barat. Don't become a Namazi of Shab-e Barat, or of Jumu'ah, or of Shab-e Qadr. We haven't understood the reality of this message. Subhanalladhi Mi'raj, Subhanalladhi Asra bi'abdihi, Laylam min al-Masjid al-Haram ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa. What does Quran tell us? Glory be to Allah who took His slave, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when? Subhanalladhi Asra bi'abdihi, when? Charge time? Awabin time? Ishraq time? In the daytime? No! Asra bi'abdihi layla, layla. Allah took His slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at night. Ulama say, what is the sabak? What is the lesson? First five verses of the Quran come down. Surah Alaq, Allah informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are a Nabi. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. First five verses come down. What is the first revelation after that? What is the first revelation after that? Ya ayyuhal muzammil. Oh my Nabi who covers himself in a cloth. Qumil layl. Qumil layl. Qumil layl. Stand up at night before Allah. What is the sabak of Miraj? What is the sabak of these verses? What is Quran telling us? How many places Allah speaks of standing up in the night? وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded directly by Allah, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Commanded directly by Allah, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا. Commanded directly by Allah, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. I've recited 8 or 10 verses of the Quran where Allah is exhorting this ummah that devote some section of the night for tahajjud salah. Devote some section of the night. Today, we are an ummah that is beset with problems. Every direction this ummah is swimming. This ummah is drowning. Parashani in every direction. We don't know which way to turn. And what are we doing? Listen to the airwaves. Listen to the exhortations around us. What are the exhortations? Let us march. Let us express our disapproval. Let us do this. Let us do that. Analyze all that. Analyze all that in the light of Quran and Hadith. Halat and conditions in this world, my respected brothers, are not in the control of any system of this world. It is in the control of Allah. Quran and Hadith teaches us one thing. We have to internalize. We have to introspect. We have to go back to Allah. We have to knock at the door of Allah. We have to turn to Allah. Allah puts the halat there for us to come back to Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Run back to Allah. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Allah wants us to knock at His door. Allahumma gharatil nujum wa hadatil uyun wa anta qamatil hurras. Allahu Akbar. Who is saying this? Who is saying this? That personality who was from that family, that Park family, the beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The son of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali Rasul, Ali Rasul. NPS 7115. NPS 7115. Ali Rasul. Direct link to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every night he would get up. And what would he say? He would say, Ya Allah, the kings of the world have closed up their courts. They have locked up their doors. They have put sentries at the gate. No one can come. This is the time for the king to relax, not to entertain himself, or not to be busy with anyone else. قَامَتْ حُرَّاسُهُمْ Their sentries and their bodyguards are standing. وَأَنْتَ مَلِكٌ حَيٌّ قَيُّومٌ Oh my Allah, you are the king. You are alive, you are the control of everything. وَبَابُكَ مَفْتُوحٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ Your door is open. Your door is open. Allah comes down to the first heaven. Allah calls out. هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَأَعْطِيَهُ سَأْلًا هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ فَأَتُوبَ إِلَيْهِ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ Every night Allah is calling out. Is there anybody who wants to make tawbah? Is there anybody who wants forgiveness so that they may forgive him? Is there anybody that has some need so that I may grant his need? مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي قَرَعَ عَلَىٰ بَابِي فَلَنْ أَفْتَحْ لَىٰ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي دَعَانِي فَلَنْ نُلَبِّهِ Allah says, who knocked at my door? Who knocked at my door and the door was not open for him? Who called out to me and I did not respond to him? Each night, Allah, Allah is waiting. Ostensibly, outwardly, you look at that person. You look at that person, he's crying. He looks like he's suffering. He's in remorse, he's in grief. Tears are pouring down his cheeks. But wallah, my respected brothers, wallah, my respected brothers, at the dead of night, on that musalla, when that person stands on that musalla, and those hot, hot tears flow down the cheeks. And like my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Aisha describes night upon night, his entire body would be shaking. Would be shaking, would be writhing, as if someone in agony. Yet what would he say? What would he say? He would say, Inna shahwati fi qiyamil layl. He would say, Allah has kept my ecstasy in tahajjud. Allah has kept my ecstasy in tahajjud. Outwardly, it looks like that person is suffering. But whilst he is standing on that musalla in the dead at night, with those hot, hot tears pouring down his cheeks, wallah, 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 by the qasam of my Allah, Allah gives him that sweetness, that ecstasy, that satisfaction in his heart that you will never find in the places of haram. Where are the youngsters today? Where are the youth of today? Where is the ummah of today? 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, looking at naked, filthy films. Looking at zina taking place. Music blaring in the dens of vice. Searching for what? Searching for solace. Searching for peace. Searching for inner itminan. Wallah, my respected brothers, we will never find it there. Ibrahim bin Adam, rahimullah, used to say, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, aladhu min ahlil laghwi fi laghwihim. The people of tahajjud salah, the people of the night, the people of munajat, the people of communion with Allah, Allah gives them that lazzat and that ecstasy on the musalla that the people of haram will never ever experience. Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimullah, used to say, there is a jannat, there is a jannat, there is a jannat in this world. Till you don't enter this jannat, you will never enter the jannat of akhirat. What was he talking about? He was talking about the ecstasy of tahajjud. What Allah has kept on that musalla? What Allah has kept with his ta'alluq? Everything needs water. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ Allah says every living thing is of aquatic origin. Everything needs water. To clean our clothes you need water. To clean your toilet you need water. To wash your utensils you need water. To grow your fruit and your vegetation you need water. Allah has made this world such, everything is hankering for water, not just any water. Sweet water, clear water, not murky water. If you had murky water, you cannot clean anything with it. If you had murky water, crops won't grow. You need sweet water. Does this heart not need water also? Does this wujud not need to be cleaned also? What is the water for this? Allah protect us, my respected brothers. Today we have understood zina is wrong. Stealing is wrong. Not making salah is wrong. To hurt your parents is wrong. Definitely all this is wrong. But living in this world without the ta'alluq of Allah, when this heart is not beating with the love of Allah, when the shock of connecting with Allah is not in this heart, what greater wrong can there be than that? One person from the Bani Israel, he told the Nabi of that time, you keep warning me about the azab of Allah, about the azab of Allah, you keep warning me. I'm still doing masiyat, I'm still doing guna, I'm carrying on the way I'm carrying on. Nothing is happening to me. What does the Nabi say to him? Allah sends down wahi that tell him. Whenever he cried over some woman. He cried over some worldly loss. He cried over some worldly happiness. He cried over some worldly incident. He has never shed one tear in my love. He has never shed one tear in my shock. He has never shed one tear in my khawf. What greater azab can there be than that? Ecstasy, happiness can never be found anywhere else except on the musalla. Ecstasy and happiness of this heart can only be found when this heart is connected with Allah. That tear that we shed over some tragedy, over some worldly loss, or when we win something, we become happy. That cheer that is shed, my respected brothers, that is murky water, that is not sweet water. There is only one sweet water. Only one sweet water. Only one sweet water. What did my Nabi say? Aynan, aynan, la tamassuhumun nar. There are two eyes. Jahannam will never touch those eyes. Jahannam will never touch those eyes. What did he say? He said, aynun. Aynun bakat min khashyatillah. Aynun bakat min khashyatillah. That solitary tear, that solitary tear that flowed down the eyes out of the shock of Allah, out of the fear of Allah, out of the zikr of Jannat, out of the zikr of Jahannam, that solitary tear in the dead of night on the musalla, that is sweet water. That is what is going to cleanse this heart. One riwayat, it comes. Jibreel comes and tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Ya Rasulullah, the malaika write down the amal of your ummah. They don't write down the tears of your ummah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Jibreel, why are the tears of my ummah not written down? What is the response? He says, Inna dam'atal wahida. Inna dam'ata al-wahida min ummatik tudfi'u buhura an-nar. That one tear of your ummah, one tear of tawbah, one tear of repentance, one tear in the dead of night on that musalla will wipe out oceans of Jahannam. A time will come, Allah protect us, when the tears of the Jahannami will be such that canals will be formed on his cheeks. Till eventually the tears will run out and then blood will start pouring out. But that time it will be too late. Now is the time. On this Mubarak night of the 15th of Shaban, where did Aisha find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? She found him in sajda. She found him in sajda. What is the sabak? What is the lesson of Miraj? What is the lesson of Shab-e Barat? Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi layla, 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 night. What is the sabak? Allah's ta'alluq, Allah's ta'alluq, Allah's ma'rifat, without giving some section of the night to Allah is very difficult. Very, very difficult, my respected friends. Halat and conditions are there. Halat and conditions are around us for this. For us to come back to the musalla. For us to introspect. For us to turn to Allah. For us to cry before Allah. What was my Nabi saying? A'udhu bi'afrika min iqabik. A'udhu bi'afrika min iqabik. وَأَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ لَا أُحْسِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. What was he saying? He says, Oh Allah, أَعُوذُ بِعَفْوِكَ مِنْ إِقَابِكَ. I seek protection in your forgiveness from your punishment. بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ. I seek protection in your happiness from your anger. I seek protection in you, from you. What is the message? Ya Allah, everything goes back to you. You are the controller. The need, the cry, the call of the hour is to come back to Allah. The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning. Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, we have never seen you. We have never seen you fasting. Obviously, besides Ramadan, as much as you fast in this month of Sha'ban. لَمْ أَرَكَ تَسُومْ مِنَ الشُّهُورِ مَا تَسُومَ مِنْ Sha'ban. What is the response that my Nabi gives? What does he say? He says, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ تُغْفَلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبَ وَرَمَضَانَ. He says, this month of Sha'ban, what is the crux of this response? One side is Rajab, which is from the Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred months. The other side is Ramadan, which is Sayyidu Shuhur, the leader of the months. So what does my Nabi say? Yaghfulu an-nasu anhu. Generally, Sha'ban is a period of ghaflat. Sha'ban is a period of ghaflat. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam exerted himself more to teach this ummah what great lesson, one usul of shariat. What is that usul? That where the environment and the circumstance is not conducive, in that environment which is not conducive to worship Allah, to bring alive the deen of Allah, to bring alive the shariat of Allah, the reward will be multiplied manifold. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man dakhala as-suq, faqala la ilaha illallahu wahda, la sharika la, lahul mulku, wa lahul hamdu, yuhyi wa yumeet, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa hayyun la yamut, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Fourth kalima. We know this as the fourth kalima. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. Say this kalima in the masjid, reward is multiplied 10 times to 100 times to beyond that. But my Nabi said, if you walk into the bazaar, if you walk into the bazaar, why the bazaar is mentioned? Because that is the place of ghaflat. That is the place where Allah is not remembered. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها أبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها. The most beloved place to Allah is the masjid. The most hated place is the bazaar. So what happens? What happens? When you will remember Allah in the bazaar, when you will remember Allah in the marketplace, when you will remember Allah in the place of ghaflat, what does Allah give you? كتب الله له ألف ألف حسنة ومحى عنه ألف ألف سيئة ورفع له ألف ألف درجة وبنى له بيتا في الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah will write down for you 1 million good deeds. Allah will wipe away 1 million sins. Allah will raise your ranks in akhirat by 1 million. And Allah will build for you a palace in Jannah for saying, for remembering Allah in the marketplace. Remembering Allah in the place of ghaflat. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي السُّوقِ. لَهُ بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ نُورًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who remembers Allah in the marketplace for every hair on his body, Allah will give him nur on the day of judgment. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ مَثَلُ مِصْبَاحٍ فِي بَيْتٍ مُذْلِمٍ. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the time of ghaflat, in a place of ghaflat where Allah is not remembered, the one who will take Allah's name, who will remember Allah at that time, his example is like the example of a lantern of light in a dark house. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ يَنْذُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِلَيْهِ نَذْرَةً لَا يُعَذِّبُهُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. The one who remembers Allah in a place of ghaflat, in a place where Allah is not remembered, the one who remembers Allah, Allah looks at him once, such a gaze, that after this Allah will never punish him. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ يُرِيهِ اللَّهُ مَقْعَدَهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَهُوَ حَيٌّ. The one who remembers Allah in a place of ghaflat, Allah will show him his home in Jannat in this world. Reward of deeds is multiplied in a period of ghaflat. This ummah is in an age of ghaflat, a period of ghaflat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, bada al-islamu ghariba, bada al-islamu ghariba, wa sayaudu kama bada, fatuba lil-ghuraba, fatuba lil-ghuraba, fatuba lil-ghuraba. Allahu Akbar. He said, when my deen started, it was strange. What did the people say? Aja'ala al-alihata ilahan wahida, inna hadha la shay'un ujab. 360 idols in Kaabatullah. They say, have you made all the gods into one god? This is something strange. He said, when Islam started, it was strange. Bada al-Islamu ghariba, wa sayaudu kama bada. Allahu Akbar. If there was no other hadith, if there was no other hadith to show us as a miracle of the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this one hadith is sufficient. He said, when deen began, it was strange. A time will come when true deen will once again become strange. To follow sunnah today has become what? To practice on true deen today has become what? وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَىٰ. He said, once again my deen will become strange. فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ. فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ. فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ. He says, Mubarak, 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 glad tidings, congratulations. Who is giving? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِلْغُرَبَىٰ. For whom? For the strangers of that time. For the strangers of that time. For the strangers of the time of fitna. And who are they? What is their pehchan? What is their shi'ar? الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَعْدِي مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who are the strangers? They are those who will strive to once again bring the true deen alive. They are the strangers. Mubarak to them, glad tidings to them. He told Abu Salaba Khushani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, awalil mutamassiki fiha ajru khamsina minkum. O Abu Salaba, O Abu Salaba, those who will hold fast to my deen in the time of fitna and fasad, Allah will give them 50 times your reward. 50 times your reward. Abu Salaba Khushani is shocked. He says, khamsina minna o minhum. Ya Rasulullah, 50 of our people or 50 of the people of that time? 50 sahaba's reward or 50 of the people of that time? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, bal khamsina minkum. No, Abu Salaba, 50 of you. 50 times sahaba's reward. Why? لِأَنَّكُمْ تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانَ وَأَنْصَارًا وَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانَ وَأَنْصَارًا. Because today you have helpers. There is an environment. Zakwan bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu, newly married, first night, spends the first night with his wife. Spends the first night with his wife. The call comes to go in the path of Allah. Immediately, without hesitation, he's ready to move. Newly married, young woman, she says to her husband, where are you going? Where are you going? He says, the call has come for me to strive in the path of Allah. If it is in my nasib, I will meet you again. If it is not in my nasib, I will meet you in Jannat. Saying this, he says salam and he moves in the path of Allah. That was the environment of that time. There was an environment. تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانَ وَأَنصَارَ. There were helpers for the deen, awan, ansar, helping the deen of Allah. Each one understood, my maqsad, my purpose in this world is to serve the deen of Allah. My purpose in this world is to bring alive the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانَ وَأَنصَارَ. Abu Salaba, time is coming when there won't be helpers. When there won't be an environment. At that time, those who will hold fast to my deen and the effort of my deen, Allah will give them 50 times your reward. ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ. This is a period of ghaflat. And what did my Nabi say? The reward of amal in ghaflat is multiplied. Multiplied in a period of ghaflat. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah mentions the riwayat. And Asar, he is the narrator of it. He says, Yaqulullahu ta'ala, Allah says, I will translate this riwayat and on this we will terminate. These nights, primarily my respected brothers, are given to us for ibadat, are given to us for dua. This little bit muzakara that took place is to bring Allah's azmat in our hearts. To make us understand, mawjuda halat ke andar, in the present circumstance, the need for us to turn back to Allah. This is such a mubarak night, that Ka'b Ahbar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is the narrator of the riwayat. Ibn Rajab Hanbali has mentioned it in his Lataiful Ma'arif, that inna Allah ta'ala yab'athu laylatan nisfi min Sha'ban, that in the middle night of Sha'ban, the 15th of Sha'ban, Allah sends Jibreel ila al-Jannah, sends Jibreel to Jannat, فَيَأْمُرُهَا أَن تَتَزَيَّن. Jibreel commands Jannah to become even more beautiful. And then Jibreel says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَدْ أَعْتَقَ فِي لَيْلَتِكَ هَذِهِ عَدَدَ نُجُومِ السَّمَاءِ وَعَدَدَ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَيَالِيهَا وَعَدَدَ الرِّمَالِ وَعَدَدَ وَعَدَدَ وَرَقِ الشَّجَرِ. That Jibreel says to Jannat that verily on this night Allah frees from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Listen to this. Allah frees from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What number? How many people does Allah free from Jahannam on this night? How many people's decision of Jannat Allah makes on this night? Jibreel says, عَدَدَ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَيَالِيهَا. Scientists estimate the age of this universe is 13.7 billion years. How many days, how many nights have passed? The number of days, number of nights, that number Allah frees. عَدَدَ نُجُومِ السَّمَاءِ. The number of stars in the heavens Allah frees. عَدَدَ الرِّمَالِ. The number of grains of sand Allah frees. عَدَدَ وَرَقِ الشَّجَرِ. The number of leaves on the trees Allah frees on this night. Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator of the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هَذِهِ لَيْلَةٌ نِّصْفٍ مِّن شَعْبَانِ. This is the middle night of Sha'ban. وَلِلَّهِ تَعَالَى فِيهَا عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ كَعَدَدِ الشُّعُورِ غَنَمِ كَلْبِ. Allah ta'ala frees from Jahannam as many people as they are hair. On the goats of the Kalb tribe, the Banu Kalb tribe, were known for the amount of goats that they had. The number of hay on those goats, that number Allah frees from Jahannam. But, Allah protect us. Aisha says that Rasulullah ﷺ said, who is deprived of Allah's mercy on this night? Few categories of people. We're not going to go into the details, time is limited. But what are the categories? I'm just mentioning them. In this riwayat it is mentioned, Allah excludes from His maghfirat a mushrik. Allah excludes from His maghfirat on that night that Muslim who has kina, who has malice towards his fellow Muslim. Allah excludes from His maghfirat on this night those who have broken family ties, who are making katpat with their relatives. Allah excludes from His maghfirat on this night those people who are habitual of liquor. Allah excludes from His maghfirat on this night those who are a source of duk and pain and hurt to their parents. Allah excludes from His maghfirat on this night these categories of people. I'm mentioning them again. And in one riwayat, one more category is mentioned. Musbil, those who keep their clothing underneath their ankles. Those whose clothing hangs underneath their ankles. Those who make shirk with Allah. Those who consume liquor. Those who sever family ties. Those who are source of dukh and pain and hurt to their parents. If we are mubtala in these gunas, if we are involved in these sins, my respected brothers, now is the time to make tawbah. Now is the time to patch up. Now is the time to address these maladies that are there. We find these same categories are mentioned with regards to Shab-e Qadr, with regards to the other Mubarak occasions. Look around us, how many families there's disunity, how many homes the hearts of the parents are broken. These joining of family ties, preserving muhabbat, preserving peace, preserving unity amongst us. My respected, this was the lifeblood of the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Coming back to the riwayat on which I said we will terminate. This is a period of ghaflat. Let us be included in this jamaat that is mentioned in this riwayat. I will translate and on that I will terminate. Ibn Rajab Hanbali is the narrator of this riwayat, that there is an asr that Allah says, Yaqulullahu ta'ala, Ahabbul ibadi ilayya, the most beloved people to me are whom? Allah describes the qualities of those who are beloved to Allah. Allah describes the qualities of those who are beloved to Allah. First quality, Al-Mutahabbina bi jalali, they are those who love one another for my sake. They are those who love one another. Their love is not determined by what language the next person speaks, or what color the next person is, or what background he is, or what his financial status is. They love one another for my sake. Al-Mutahabbuna bi jalali, Al-Mashshauna fil ardi bin nasiha, those who may gush. I'm translating literally. Those who may gush, those who walk the earth for the sake of the hidayat of humanity. Wal al-mashshaun ila al-jama'at ala aqdamihim, those who go and meet groups of people walking to them to talk to them about Allah. Wal mustaghfirin bil al-mu'allaqatu qulubuhum bil masajid, those whose hearts are attached to the masjid. Those whose hearts are, who are the beloved of Allah, they love one another for Allah's sake. They walk the earth for the sake of hidayat. They meet people for Allah's sake. Their hearts are attached and linked to the masjid. Wal mustaghfirina bil ashar, and in the dead of night they get up for tahajjud salah. They cry before Allah. What is the maqam of these people? What is the maqam of these people in the period of ghaflat and in the period of Allah's disobedience? What is their maqam? Allah says, فَإِذَا أَرَدْتُ إِنْزَالَ عَذَابٍ بِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ فَنَذَرْتُ إِلَيْهِمْ صَرَفْتُ الْعَذَابَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah says, when the level of masiyat of the rest of the ummah becomes such that my azab is imminent, when I look and I see there is a group of people who are doing this, who are doing these few a'mal, صَرَفْتُ الْعَذَابَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, because of them I removed my azab from the rest of the people. Because of them I remove my azab. We are worried about halat and conditions. Halat and conditions will not be solved by marching and by slogans and by incantations. Halat and conditions will only be solved, my respected brothers, by a'mal. By this ummah coming back onto that which Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam want. There is ronak in the masjid, it is Shab-e Barat. The Isha of Shab-e Barat is not the only far salah. In fact, there is great reward for spending this night in ibadat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us one nuskha, has given us one prescription where every night will be in ibadat. Every night will be in ibadat. What did he say? What is the mafhum of the nuskha and prescription which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave? He said, that person, man salla al-isha'a fi jama'atin, faka'annama qama nisfa al-layl, wa man salla al-subha fi jama'atin, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَامَ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, read your Isha Salah in Jamaat in the masjid, and read your Fajr Salah in Jamaat in the masjid. Allah will give you the reward as if you spend the whole night in ibadat. Read your Isha Salah with Jamaat in the masjid. Read your Fajr Salah with Jamaat in the masjid. We are worried about halat and conditions. He said, make your Fajr Salah. Make your Fajr Salah with Jamaat in the masjid. For the rest of the day, you will be in the protection of Allah. You will be in the protection. If anything happens to you, Allah will pay you back. Allah will give you back. What is the solution? This ummah has to come back to the masjid and the a'mal of masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every one of us tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka al-shukru kulluh, wa laka al-mulku kulluh. بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله الله يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد سبحان ربي العلي الأعلى الوهاب اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أنت مولانا أنت سيدنا أنت خالقنا أنت رب الكون والمكان أنت رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فانصرنا على القوم المعتدين فانصرنا على القوم اليهود والنصارى O most merciful, O most kind Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my Rahim Allah. O my Allah, if the trees have to turn into pens and the waters of the oceans have to turn into ink and another seven oceans have to be added. O my Allah, if you have to attempt to write your kalimat, write your greatness, O my Allah, we will never be able to do justice to your greatness, O my Allah. O my Allah, the thunder is praising you. The lightning is praising you. Every droplet of rainwater that is falling from the heavens is coming down in your praise, O my Allah. Every section of this ummah, every section of this creation is praising you, O my Allah. O my Allah, our dirty, filthy tongues, we can never ever do justice. Our defective intellect can never do justice to uttering your praise. You, as you have praised yourself, إِنَّكَ قُلْتُ وَنِعْمَ مَا قُلْتُ سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير إنك قلت ونعم القائل هو الله الذي
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. We can never ever do justice to praising you, my Allah. You, as you have praised yourself, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this majma has come. We have formed a delegation, Ya Allah. We have come into your darbar, in your court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard through the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that you have written upon your arsh, Inna rahmati sabakat ghadabi. Verily my mercy is greater than my anger. Oh my Allah, right now it is our yaqeen and our conviction. You are asking your angels, why have they gathered? Your angels are saying to you, oh Allah, they fear your azab, they desire your mercy. Oh my Allah, we have hope, we have tamanna. That you are saying to your angels that Ya Malaikati, O my angels, I make you a witness that I have forgiven. This delegation has come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no Abu Bakr and Umar amongst us, Ya Allah. There is no Khadija and Aisha and Fatima amongst us, Ya Allah. There is no Junaid Baghdadi or Rabia Basri amongst us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is only us sinners, Ya Allah. Head to toe, we are soiled, we are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. خار ہے بدکار ہے ڈوبے ہوئے ذلت میں every hair of our body is a gutter of sin beneath every hair of our body is a gutter of your disobedience Ya Allah such an age such a period we are, this ummat is going through Ya Allah, in the past, when the situation used to be like this, you used to send another Nabi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what greater loss can there be, Ya Allah, that today we take your name and we don't feel the sweetness of it in our mouths, Ya Allah. Hum tere naam lete hain, lekin hamare dil tere mohabbat se khali ho chuke. ہم دل کے گندے ہیں ہم دماغ کے گندے blacker than the blackest night darker than the darkest night has become our hearts Ya Allah more filthy than the worst gutter the greatest stench than the worst gutter of this world is the stench that is coming from our hearts Ya Allah اس سے بری محرومی کیا ہو سکتی ہے میرے رب what greater loss can there be than this Ya Allah ہم یا اللہ کہتے ہیں لیکن تیری محبت کی مٹاس سے محروم ہیں We are saying یا اللہ and we don't feel the sweetness یا اللہ یا اللہ you commanded us we disobeyed you یا اللہ you told us to lower our gaze we raised our gaze یا اللہ Ya Allah, you told us to fill the masjids. We emptied the masjids, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us examples of haya and shame like Usman-e-Ghani radiallahu anhu. Ya Allah. Our own daughters have become naked, Ya Allah. Our women are parading semi-naked in public, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the bodies of our youngsters are jiving to music, Ya Allah. The nights of this ummah are soiled in front of that haram shaitan box looking at shamelessness and zina, Ya Allah. No doubt whatever is happening to this ummah, Ya Allah. No doubt it is a result of our amal, Ya Allah. No doubt it is a result of our amal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever is happening, Ya Allah, it is your justice, Ya Allah. It is your justice. Ya Allah, but the robe that you have given the Firauns of today is very, very long, Ya Allah. The Firauns of today are slaughtering the Ummat of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every newspaper, every direction we are hearing, Allah. 20 Muslims slaughtered, 40 Muslims slaughtered, so many Muslim children, so many Muslim women slaughtered. This earth is flowing with the blood of this Ummat. The sea has become red with the blood of this Ummat, Ya Allah. When a dog dies, there is someone to cry for the dog. Today the Ummat of your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being slaughtered. There is no one to cry for them also, Ya Allah. Ghairo bhi maar rahe, apne bhi maar rahe, Ya Allah. Others are slaughtering us. This Ummat is killing itself also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, father leaves his house. He says to his family, I'm going to the masjid. I'm coming back just now. The little children, the wife is waiting. The next thing, the bomb explodes. The Ummat is gathered outside a bakery to buy bread, Ya Allah. Reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah gathered outside a bakery to buy bread, Ya Allah. The next thing, their bodies are burnt to ashes, Ya Allah. Little babies are being slaughtered. Their bodies are such that they're not even qabil of janazah. Who else can we complain to, Ya Allah? Ab kiske samne ab hamare dukh the, ab kiske samne gila karte, Ya Allah? Aur koi nahi hamare liye, aur koi nahi, Ya Allah. No one else is there for us, Ya Allah. No one else is there. There is no other door we can turn to, Ya Allah. There is no other door we can knock, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those three youngsters went into the cave, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they had some amal that they presented, Ya Allah. Because of their amal, you gave them salvation and refuge from the cave. Ya Allah, tere izzat ki qasam, hamare paas koi amal nahi hai, Ya Allah. We don't even have any action which we can present in front of you, Ya Allah. We don't even have any action which we can present, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the only thing we can present, Ya Allah. The only thing we can present, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, is that we are the Ummat of your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tomorrow the day of judgment. When Ambiya alayhi salam will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi. When Nuh alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam and Yusuf alayhi salam and Yaqub alayhi salam and Zakaria alayhi salam and Ilyas alayhi salam and the galaxy of your masoom Ambiya will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi. Even at that time, our Habib sallallahu alayhi salam will still be saying, Ummati, Ummati. Ya Allah, he was retiring from one journey. He told his Sahaba, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أَرَىٰ إِخْوَانِي. He said, oh my Sahaba, I wish I could see my brothers. They said, أَوَلَسْنَا إِخْوَانَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we not your brothers? He said, أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِ. He said, you are my Sahaba? My brothers are those who will come after you. Who without seeing me will bring iman about me. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we are, Ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called us his brothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, what must be happening to his Mubarak Ruh in Madina Munawara when the Karguzari of this Ummat is being brought in front of him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are drowning in sins, but you are Ghafoorul Rahim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning in sins, but you are Ghafoorul Rahim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most forgiving, you love to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are giving you the wasta of the tears of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are giving you the wasta of the qurbani of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Hanan Allah, oh my Mannan Allah, oh Allah, on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make the decision for Hidayat for this Ummat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the
the tide of aggression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firauns of this Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, too long they have been given rope, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if Hidayat is Muqaddar for them, give them Hidayat, Ya Allah. Otherwise, remove them from the surface of this earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters are hungry, feed them, Ya Allah. They are without shelter, shelter them. They are without protection, protect them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Muqaddasat of this Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, restore the dignity and the honor of the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, even the Christians and the Jews, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, even the Christians and the Jews, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are our insani brothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, give them Hidayat also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America Hidayat, give Australia Hidayat, give Europe Hidayat, give Asia Hidayat, give China Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Open the doors of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Chuntiyo ki tarah, like ants, Ya Allah, this humanity is going towards Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, if you open the doors of Hidayat, no one will question you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our weakness, we didn't do that work which you sent us for, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, on behalf of the entire Ummah, we are asking for forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us for this work of Dawat and Tabligh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, is kaam ke haqaiq hamare saamne khol de, is kaam ke nafa khol de, is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ke taufeeq naseeb farma de, Allah. Ya Allah, hame deen ke daai bana de, Allah. Hame deen ke daai bana de, hame deen ke mehnat ke liye qubool farma de, hame masjid wale bana de, aapas mein jor aur mohabbat ko qaim kar de, Allah. Ya Allah, tor ko dur kar de, Allah. Restore the unity of this ummat, Ya Allah. Bring this ummat back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Bring us unto amal of masjid. Give us the love of Quran, give us the love of sunnah, give us your love and the love of Rasool e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our mothers held us in their laps, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we didn't even understand anything. They said, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, we repeated after them. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, when the time comes for us to leave this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, when the time comes for us to leave this world, Ya Allah, without our realizing, just as on the laps of our mothers, we said, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Let us read this world reciting Kalima, Ya Allah. Make the last day of our life the best day of our life, Ya Allah. Save us from the azab of Qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, when we hear of the snakes, when we hear of the scorpions, Ya Allah, when we hear of Munkar and Nakir, hame bahut dar ho rahe, Ya Allah, hame bahut dar ho rahe. Tabar Qabr ki tangi sunkar hame bahut dar ho rahe, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our own families will abandon us, they'll throw sand over us, they'll go away, Ya Allah. Munkar and Nakir will come, Ya Allah. They're going to ask us those questions, Ya Allah. If you abandon us at that time, oh my Kareem Allah, if you abandon us at that time, Ya Allah, what is going to happen to us, Ya Allah? That grave will burst into flames, it will become a ball of fire, Ya Allah. وَأَغُوْثَاهُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَأَغُوْثَاهُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَأَغُوْثَاهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Save us from the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those Muslims that have passed away are mubtala in azab of qabr. Remove the azab of qabr. Make their qabrs gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your Quran has told us, Ya Allah, the day is coming. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفَّتْ صَفَّةً وَجِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ أزلفت الجنة للمتقين نضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة. The day is coming, Ya Allah. We have to present ourselves in your court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, don't open our files on that day. Your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, Man husiba faqad nuqish. The one whose file is open is barbaad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this example we have seen in the world, Ya Allah. A little child scribbles, he brings his little exercise book to his father. His father looks at the scribbly and he says, Shabash, my son. Wow, my son. How beautifully you have written. Ya Allah, you also say Shabash. You will
also says, Shabash, Ya Allah. Don't open our files, Ya Allah. Don't open our files, Ya Allah. Don't let the angels put collars around our necks, Ya Allah. Don't let them put chains around our legs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the day the announcement will be made. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Ya Allah, even your pious ones, even the Junaid Baghdadis and Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani's, when they hear this announcement, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, they will be filled with fear. Ya Allah, what is going to happen to us, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, on that day you will be giving shade underneath your arsh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you will be giving to the Anbiya, you will be giving to the Siddiqeen, you will be giving to the Shuhada, you will be giving to the Ulama, you will be giving to the Uliya, Ya Allah, you will be giving to your friends, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you will be giving to the pious ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tere izzat ki qasam hum usme nahi hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not from amongst them. We are not from amongst them. We are not patient. Amun be sindhi. Lekin yaqeenan, Ya Allah. Yaqeenan unki muhabbat hamari dilo mein hai, Allah. Ya Allah, we have the love in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. There is no shortage of space underneath your arsh, Ya Allah. Your arsh is so vast, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us space also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, right in the back, Ya Allah, right in the back. Hum jaise kutte kameene ko bhi jagah de de, Ya Allah. Hum jaise dil ke kaale ko bhi jagah de de, Ya Allah. Bilkul piche, Ya Allah. Right in the back, give us space also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us space also, Ya Allah. Give us space also, Ya Allah. Let us get Jame Kosar from the hands of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, what a manzar that will be, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it will be your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with his smiling face of Wad Duha, with his beautiful hair of Wal Layli Idha Saja, Ya Allah. Jame Kosar will be in his hand, Ya Allah. We are not worthy of it, Ya Allah, but we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the honor of that day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us get Jame Kosar from the hands of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save this ummat from Jahannam. Save this ummat from the azab of Jahannam. Save this ummat from the azab of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our wives, our children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those who have done ihsan upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. We will never be able to repay them, Ya Allah. We will never be able to repay them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, Ya Allah, this Mubarak night. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانَا صَغِيرًا. Ya Allah, have mercy upon our parents. Have mercy upon our wives and our children, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon our families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on this ummah, Ya Allah. Open the doors of hidayah. The hearts are in your control, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, restore the dignity and honor of the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bring this ummah back onto amal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is in some need or some pareshani, remove the need and fulfill the need and remove the pareshani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is sick, grant them shifa kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra, Ya Allah. Those who do not have partners, grant them nek partners. Those who are without children, grant them pious children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill the jais hajat of the ummat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those who have asked for du'as or requesting it or have it in their hearts, Ya Allah, fulfill all the jais hajat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we cannot ask you as you ought to be asked. Your treasures are limitless, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not give us according to what we have asked. Give us according to your shan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, wa amma sa'il fala tanhar. Do not turn the beggar away. You have said in your Quran, do not turn the beggar away. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are beggars, Ya Allah. We are beggars, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to your doorstep. Ya Allah, we haven't come. Tere izzat ki qasam hum aaye nahi. Ya Allah, we haven't come. You have brought us, Ya Allah. Tere izzat ki qasam. You have brought us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Do not turn us away empty-handed. Do not turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Make our maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, say to your malaika. We request the malaika also to say, to intercede on our behalf, Ya Allah. We are asking your malaika to intercede on our behalf. Say to them, Ya Allah, say to them once, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, say to them once, Ya Allah, that you have made our maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our maghfirat, Ya Allah. Make our maghfirat. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu abduka wa rasuluk Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri masta'adaka minu abduka wa rasuluk Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balaag. Wa la hawla wa la quwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqih Sayyidina wa mutaana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.